Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The BetMGM Network presents to you the most unique show in sports.
I'm going to say something now that some may take as a hot take, and I don't really care because I know that I'm right.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won. Is twice as sweet as money earned.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
Everybody is falling all over themselves to credit Jerry Jones. Look how he rebuilt this defense. Let me tell you more on something. This would be like if I burned down a house to ashes and then rebuilt it. And you said, whoa, great job rebuilding the house. Why are you giving me credit for rebuilding what I burned down? The Las Vegas Raiders need to fire Pete Carroll. Full stop. Pete Carroll's the coach. They're not respectable. They failed. And it's time to move on.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, wonderful football Wednesday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos, our amazing crew, and you here on the Odyssey app, on Sirius XM, on YouTube, on Twitch, on radio stations nationwide. We are in your hearts and in your minds as we bring you the fastest show in all of Wagertainment, as we talk all things sports betting. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up on the show, we've got a bevy of breaking news in the National Football League at the quarterback position. Jackson Dart might start on Sunday for the New York Football Giants. Hasn't cleared protocol yet, but at practice in the non-con, we'll talk about that with the Giants and the Lions. The New York Jets named Tyrod Taylor their starter for Sunday's game in Baltimore. The Cleveland Browns make it official. Shedeur Sanders will start on Sunday in Vegas against the Raiders. And I've got analysis, and I've got bets for all three of those games off the quarterback news. I can't wait to share them with you, our listeners and viewers, on this wonderful Football Wednesday. I am also going to roll through every single game coming up week number 12 in the National Football League. We will roll through the line moves. We will roll through the storylines. And I'm going to give you my thoughts. I'm going to give you my bets on all of these games coming up in week number 12. And that includes the Chiefs and the Colts in Kansas City, the Eagles and the Cowboys in Dallas. All of that coming up next hour here on You Better You Bet. We're also going to talk hoops because it's November and we got a ton of basketball going on. I will attempt to answer a few questions as it concerns the college game. Question number one, is Michigan State a national championship contender? Certainly looked like one last night. Question numero dos, is Kentucky already cooked? Is it over? And the most popular Pope in Lexington right now is Leo. It's certainly not Mark after last night's performance. You won't even believe what Mark Pope had to say after this game last night if you were paying attention to other things. We will talk about Kentucky. And the last question, is it possible that Duke, this year's Duke Blue Devils, is better than last year's Duke Blue Devils, which featured Cooper Flagg, Tom Knippel, Malawach, and went to the Final Four? We will discuss all things college basketball coming up a little later in the show, and we will also get to a royal return in Los Angeles in the NBA as LeBron James sparked the Lakers to a win last night against the Utah Jazz. In the Power Hour, the final hour of the show, all our bets for tonight in the world of sports, and featured among them, not just the NBA, but man, we got a couple bangers tonight in college hoops. I definitely have a bet as UConn hosts Arizona in college basketball in a top 10 matchup. Can't wait for it. And I think I'm going to have a bet for Illinois and Alabama. I want to hear what Tyler has to say. I want to hear what celebrity Illini alum and fan Jake Hassan has to say. Brad Evans will join us at the end of the show, celebrity Illini fan. I want to find out what everybody thinks about Illinois and Alabama. I'm leaning towards the side of this game with the Illini, a 2.5-point favorite. I've not made a bet yet. I can't wait to find out what the crew likes, what Brad likes, and perhaps that will influence my decision on how to bet that game tonight in college basketball. So this is a wonderful football and wonderful sports Wednesday. So much going on. And we officially begin the wonderful football Wednesday edition of You Better You Bet with all sorts of takeaways and analysis from the latest batch of college football playoff rankings. And I'll just say, I love it when ESPN does this. When they had, you know, when they had the crew, Reese Davis and Greg McElroy and Joey Galloway on the court at Madison Square Garden in between the Champions Classic games. I really enjoyed that last night. I wish they did something like that every week. It was a nice little treat last night. You know, after getting kicked in the junk and losing money on Kentucky, they lose by 20 to Michigan State. At least we were able to wash that down with some college football playoff rankings. I did enjoy that last night on ESPN. So only one change at the top, as we all expected following the events of this weekend. Georgia replaces Alabama as the number 4 team. Georgia, of course, thumping Texas on Saturday night. And I think Texas is done. We'll get to the 17th-ranked Longhorns as we move along. And Alabama obviously loses to Oklahoma. Bama was not going to be in the top 4. So our new top 4, Ohio State at number 1, Indiana number 2, A&M number 3 after the huge comeback for the Aggies, down 30-3 at halftime against South Carolina. So our top 3 hold serve, and the Georgia Bulldogs now into the 4th position and would have a bye, obviously, if the season ended today, which it does not. But just saying, season ended today, Georgia would have the bye. And before I get to like 5 and 6 and moving forward and give you the takeaways on those teams and how I think the playoff might shake out in a couple weeks, Selection Sunday coming up Sunday, December the 7th, I just want to reiterate a point that I've made. Literally since the preseason, Ohio State is going to win the national championship. Ohio State is going to beat Michigan next week. I know that Michigan's had a lot of success against Ohio State recently. I understand. And I get it that Michigan beat them last year, despite Jack Sawyer, the hero, Captain Jack, with the interception in the end zone. I get it. I understand it. Also, this Ohio State team is different. And Ohio State's been different since the start of the season. And I told you all over the summer that Ohio State was my pick, my bet to win the national championship. And I told you last year, before the college football playoffs started, that Ohio State, Oregon, Rose Bowl, New Year's Day, winner of that game would win the Natty, and I was rolling with Ohio State, and I was right. And I just feel like we have reached a point in the college football season, right, where Indiana seems like the biggest challenger to Ohio State. And while some people are buying Indiana as a legitimate competition to Ohio State, it's just we've had this period of dominance with the Buckeyes throughout this entire season. And Alabama's taken a couple losses. And Georgia took a loss. And some of the like blue blood programs in college football are not undefeated. They aren't. They're not all the way up there at the rankings. And as a result, we have resorted collectively, not me, but a lot of people, have resorted to poking holes in Ohio State. Like, well, actually, let me tell you why the Buckeyes aren't that good. Despite the fact that they truck everybody they play, the defense has multiple first-round picks in the NFL draft. I'm in Dynasty Fantasy Football Leagues where people are actively loading up draft picks for 2027 to take cracks at getting Jeremiah Smith. And they've got other NFL, Carnell Tate's an NFL receiver also. We're doing this thing where, well, let me tell you why Ohio State stinks. Let me tell you why the Buckeyes are overrated. Despite the fact that they kill everybody and they're basically fielding an NFL team. Like, I'm telling you all, it doesn't, Ohio State can lose, of course, right? Crazy things happen all the time. But we don't have to do this. You don't have to do this. You don't have to do the mental gymnastics like you're Simone Biles. You don't have to contort yourself like you're in Cirque du Soleil. You don't have to do this. We can all just acknowledge that Ohio State's the best team. And maybe they don't win the Natty. But man, I'd be pretty damn surprised if they didn't at this point. I feel as good about Ohio State winning the national championship this year as I have about any team at this point on the calendar in a long-ass time in this glorious great sport of college football. So just wanted to get that out there that, you know, we're all sleeping on Ohio State because it's been boring at the top and they've been number one all year and they haven't been challenged. Don't let that boredom, like, you know what they say about idle hands, the devil's playground? Like, we've all got idle hands right now, right? Because Ohio State keeps winning. So you know what you need to say? Not today, Satan, because Ohio State's going to win another national championship. Moving on from there. The Texas Tech Red Raiders, fifth in the country after thumping UCF this weekend. Ole Miss is at sixth, and I have no beef with that. And I said last week, all Ole Miss has to do is win this past weekend against Florida, and Ole Miss is in the college football playoff, even with a loss in the Egg Bowl coming up against Mississippi State. And I absolutely believe that that's true. Ole Miss is going to the playoff no matter what. But the extraordinarily juicy. Oh, yeah. I'm talking like, think about whatever your favorite summer fruit is. And you squeeze that son of a bitch. And the juice rolls down your hand, right? You take a big bite and there's juice everywhere. And maybe you've got a beard like me. And you got to wash that thing. Otherwise, it's going to smell like juice. Oh, yeah. We've got a juicy subplot emerging here with Ole Miss. Is Lane Kiffin going to coach this team in the playoff? Is that going to happen? Or is he going to walk away and go to Baton Rouge and coach LSU? Or go to Gainesville and coach Florida? Or who the hell knows? Go coach the New York football. I have no idea. Feels like Lane's going to stay in college, right? Just saying. How's this going to go? And if Lane decides to leave and he notifies Ole Miss, and AD Kenneth Carter, I didn't know who the AD was. I had to look it up before the show. Just being honest. And he notifies the AD, like, hey, like I'm gonna go take the job at LSU. You think they're gonna let him coach in the playoff if he's leaving? I can't wait to see how this turns out. And selfishly for me, and I'm not in Lane's head. Thankfully, I think. I'm not in Lane's head to know like what's best for him or his family. I think it would be pretty awesome if he stayed at Ole Miss and coached in the playoff and tried to build moving forward with Ole Miss. But this is something to keep in mind. If you like the Rebels to make a run, you think Ole Miss could get to the semifinals? Hell, maybe even get to the finals? Hell, maybe even win a national championship? You need to ask yourself this question. who's coaching the team when they get there to the college football playoff. Oregon is the seventh-ranked team, and I'm feeling pessimistic about the Ducks. Not that I think they're going to miss, but I have been under the impression, and I've been saying it for a while, that Oregon could survive a loss in one of the final two games now against USC and Washington and make it. I actually think Oregon's out with the loss, and I'll talk more about that coming up in a few. Oklahoma is all the way up to 8 after the upset against Alabama, and whether or not I think he was fraudulent or not, like Oklahoma did win the game, so of course they deserve to get up there with their two losses now. Notre Dame at 9, Alabama at 10. I have an issue with that, and I'll get to that on the other side. BYU, 11. Utah at 12. Miami is 13 and is the highest ranked ACC team, and it is because Miami ain't winning the ACC. The chances of Miami even playing for the ACC championship are minuscule. It is going to be not a miscarriage of justice, because Miami did lose two games that Miami absolutely should not have lost. So it's not going to be a miscarriage of justice if and when Miami does not make the playoff. But you know what it is? It's a disgrace and an insult. And do you know who it's a disgrace to and an insult to? Me. And you. Because instead of watching Miami in the college football playoff, we're going to have to watch Virginia or Georgia Tech. What a joke. God, Miami, you couldn't beat Louisville, Miami. Come on, guys. Terrible. There is a path for Miami to make it. I'll talk about it on the other side. And I'll give you all my takeaways from this latest batch of college football playoff rankings, including two teams in the Big Ten that I think could make it pending the end of the regular season here on a Wednesday on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
It's Burrow quickly outside. Chase looking for blocks from his tight end. He gets two of them, and he's off to the races. It's a foot race. Working against Stevens. Jamar Chase, touchdown!
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Kevin Harlan with the call on CBS from earlier this season. One of the first couple weeks of the year, because Joe Burrow hasn't played since week two, that game against the Jacksonville Jaguars. And we have a huge piece of news to report to you here on You Better You Bet. This coming down moments ago, Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow listed as a full participant in the team's practice today on this Wednesday, the first official practice of the week before Sunday's home game against the New England Patriots. So Joe Burrow, again, full participant at practice. There is video posted on social media right now of Burrow running, and like he looks pretty good. And I'm not just talking about because he's very handsome. Like he looks physically fit running right now. Mike Petraglia, one of the local reporters who covers the Bengals, says today is the first time Burrow has participated in 11-on-11 drills since returning to the team. We have a quote from Jeremy Fowler of ESPN, is that Burrow wants to play, team record be damned. The team will have something to say about whether he actually plays, but Burrow is not of that mindset right now. Now let's talk about the betting market, because your next question should be, is Burrow actually going to play this weekend against the New England Patriots? Well, this point spread was Cincinnati plus 8.5. The Patriots were an 8.5-point home favorite literally about 20 minutes ago, maybe even less than that. New England, an 8.5-point road favorite. Now, remember, Jamar Chase has been suspended for this game, and the suspension was upheld for him spitting on Jalen Ramsey this past weekend in the Bengals-Steelers game. We have seen the Bengals get bet off of this news. The 8.5s are gone, and the 8s are gone. The New England Patriots, a 7.5-point road favorite now. So the Bengals did get bet off of this news again. New England was an 8.5-point favorite. We are now down to Patriots minus 7.5. If we knew collectively, if the sports betting community knew, and, you know, I get information sometimes that's not, you know, privy to the public, but when I get this info, I'm like the 1,000th person that gets it. So I'm not trying to insinuate I am like one of the 5 people that has this at the start, right? But the people that have this information, if they knew that Joe Burrow were definitely playing in the game, like 100%, the number would not be 7.5. It would not be Patriots minus 7.5. We would obviously be below a touchdown. The Patriots would still be favored, but there's no way we would even be within shouting distance of this point spread right now. So to me, this feels like a little bit of speculation on people wanting to grab a number. No huge difference from 8.5 to 7.5. People trying to get ahead of a potential Joe Burrow starting situation on Sunday against the New England Patriots. So we have no news one way or another as to whether or not Burrow will play on Sunday. But he did get a full practice in today. Again, listed as a full participant in practice. Just worth noting that the reporting last week after Burrow returned to the team and they opened up his 21-day window to be activated to the active roster, that it seemed like week 14 was going to be like his most likely return date, which would have him out for this week's game against the Patriots and out for next week's game on the road at the Ravens, and he would return week 14 on the road at the Buffalo Bills. So maybe he's just way ahead of schedule here. I don't know if Zach Taylor is going to address the media and talk about this topic. I am guessing that we'll get some news in between now and the end of the show. And when we get that news, we will bring it to you here on You Better You Bet. But again, Joe Burrow, full participant at practice today for the Cincinnati Bengals. And just to get ahead of this part of the conversation, because, you know, we touched on week 12, the betting market currently against New England, total holding at 49.5 right now. I think a lot of people will go to, can the Cincinnati Bengals make some kind of run here? And they're 3-7, which is really bad. But I mean, look, Joe Burrow comes back. You probably have to win out in order to make the playoffs. And just to reiterate the stance that I've had on the Bengals since, I don't know, May. No. Like, they can't. Whether it's Joe Burrow, Joe Flacco, Joe Montana, Joe Namath, Joe Theismann, Joe Cap, Joe Webb, Billy Joe Tolliver. It doesn't make a difference who the quarterback is for the Bengals. This defense is historically bad, and they're going to be, it's going to be the same thing that it was last year with Burrow, and the same thing that it's been with a lot of these Joe Flacco games, where it, here you, like, great, the Bengals scored 38 points, and they played the Jets and they allowed 39. Where they score a billion points against the Bears, and Jordan Battle takes the worst angle imaginable to tackle Colston Loveland, and they lose that game. So yeah, like, we will, Bengals fans, Bengals bettors, will rue some of these losses and didn't give Burrow an opportunity to come back and take them to the playoffs, drag this carcass to the postseason. I don't think it was happening no matter what. I didn't like them before the season, knowing what this defense is. Obviously, Burrow back makes it more fun, makes it more compelling. Bengals fans will be happy about it. I don't know if it changes a lot. So we will bring you news if and when we get it here on Joe Burrow's availability for Sunday's game. Betting market again, New England minus 7.5 from 8.5. The total just got bet up to 50.5. So we are seeing, you know, bettors taking bites at the apple in this market. To me, I would say Burrow, like, less likely to play than likely to play on Sunday, but I'm guessing right now at 4:27 p.m. Eastern time on Wednesday afternoon. So that is the big news right now in the NFL and the big news in sports. Joe Burrow practicing in full today for the Cincinnati Bengals. You better you bet on this Wednesday. Well, if we don't get any more NFL breaking news, I'm going to give you a whole bunch of takeaways here on the college football playoff and some bets that I like as a result. And, you know, I kind of fancy myself as like the voice of the voiceless. I'm like verbal Robin Hood. I'm here to stand up for the downtrodden. I'm here to take shots at all those fat cats sitting pretty on their perches, glaring down at us with raised noses. I'm here to defend the little guy. Always. Make your short jokes now. I'm always here to defend the little guy. And with that, I say this. Alabama being 10th in this slate of college football ranks is an absolute joke. An absolute joke. And I do understand it to a small degree. Like, Oklahoma has to be ranked ahead of them. Oklahoma just beat them, whether I think it was fraudulent or not. And it was. Oklahoma's got to be ranked above Alabama. Oklahoma just beat them in Tuscaloosa. And I also understand that you can't put a two-loss Bama team, even if we all acknowledge, and I hope that we do. Like, who do you think's better? Like, Alabama or Oregon? Alabama or Texas Tech? And this is not meant to be shaded Oregon, not meant to be shaded Texas Tech, but I think Bama's better than those teams. You can't put Bama above them. Those teams have one loss. Alabama has two. I think Notre Dame's as good as anybody. As good as anybody. Alabama's got to be ranked above Notre Dame. I'm sorry. Like, I just am. Like, Alabama's wins are so much more impressive. And I know Bama fans are freaking out. Like, could we be left out of the playoff? Here's, if you're an Alabama fan or you're someone that is Alabama to win the title, Alabama to make the playoff, whatever it is, your best case scenario is Alabama beats Auburn in the Iron Bowl and doesn't make the SEC title game. And I know that Kalen DeBoer and the Alabama players, because they're being asked about it now, right? Like, what if you have to play the extra game? What if you have to play the SEC championship game? And you have to face A&M. Or you have to face your rival, Georgia. Then what? And Bama's saying all the right things. We want to go win the SEC championship. It's important to us. If you ask Pat Narduzzi that question, he'd be like, yeah, I'd rather lose by a million than have to do that. You know, he's weird. Bama's saying all the right things here. But if you're a Bama fan, and you can divorce yourself from, like, needing to win the SEC to prove something, you can divorce yourself from that. Like, Oregon won the Big Ten last year. You think they would have rather won the Big Ten or the Natty? Ohio State didn't win the Big Ten. Ohio State were the big winners last year. Alabama, best case scenario, like, don't play for the SEC championship game and waltz on into the playoff with two losses. I do think Bama should be above Notre Dame in the standings or in the rankings. Bama, their wins are exceptional. You beat Tennessee, LSU, South Carolina, Georgia, Missouri. Come on. I do feel like this is a little disrespectful to Alabama while still acknowledging Alabama is in if Alabama handles its business. I did not love Alabama dropping all the way to 10, even if I understand it to a pretty large degree. I do get it. I also think it was too precipitous a drop for Alabama. Another takeaway. I think Oregon's in some trouble here. Miami, BYU, Utah, and other schools. I think that Oregon is the team that they're watching right now. That's ranked high, that I don't think can make it with another loss. And I've defended Oregon this season, like the win at Penn State. People want to say it means nothing because of what's happened to Penn State. And you know, James Franklin's now the coach at Virginia Tech. Like, what a world we're living in. Like, what? James Franklin. Imagine someone said that, like, September 1st. You know, by Thanksgiving, James Franklin's going to be the coach at Virginia Tech. What? And people want to discredit that win. Well, like, we need to call a spade here. If you want to say that Oregon's best two wins are Penn State and Iowa, there are a lot of other teams in contention that have got better wins. Like Miami, who beat Notre Dame. You don't think Miami's going to be rooting for USC this weekend, rooting for Washington in the season finale? You got another thing coming. I'm not saying Oregon is not going to win out. I do have a thought on their game against USC that I'll get to in a little bit here on the show. But I think Oregon, it needs to win out. I don't think a two-loss Oregon team is making it into the playoff. So the stakes, I think, are crazy high for the Ducks coming up Saturday against USC and next week against Washington. And you know what? I'm not going to wait. I'm going to give you my thought on that game now with USC and Oregon. Oregon is a 9.5-point favorite, and it's possible that we're going to head to 10. The total is 59.5. And you are going to hear everybody say, leading up to this game on Saturday in Eugene, Lincoln Riley can't win the big game at USC. 0-4 against teams ranked in the top 10 as a head coach at USC. 1-7 against ranked teams on the road. I'll tell you something. I like this USC team. And my sense is, like, USC, there's no way USC can win a low-scoring game. It's not possible. Oregon's going to score in this game. USC is not stopping the Oregon ground game. It is not happening. Oregon's going to run for like 8 yards per carry. And when they have to throw, here's Dante Moore and company. Oregon's going to score in this game, which means that you're going to have USC throwing to keep up. Now, perhaps your counter to that would be, well, Oregon's pass defense is one of the best in the country. Sure. When you're playing Rutgers or Iowa, here's USC with NFL receivers, a good trigger man at quarterback, and Lincoln Riley scheming it up. I don't know if the Trojans will pull the outright upset, but I do think this game will be closer than the betting market indicates. And if it, when it gets to 10, we're at 9.5 right now, juice towards the Ducks, I'm going to put some money down on USC. And I think when we get to the fourth quarter on Saturday in Eugene, I think this is going to be a tighter game than expected, and I wouldn't be shocked if USC pulled the outright upset on Saturday in Oregon against Dan Lanning and the Ducks. Couple more thoughts on the college football playoff. Let's talk about Texas for a second. Okay, we talked about them. That's it. They're dumb. 17th in the rankings. How in the world are they jumping all the way up to 10, even if they beat Texas A&M with these three losses? Like, I think it's absolutely done. And you know who knows it's done? Steve Sarkisian. With all the campaigning he's doing right now, talking about strength of schedule and all these tough games that Texas schedules, and look at the teams that we lost to. We didn't have to play Ohio State in the season opener. Sark is campaigning right now like he's Zoran Mamdani running for mayor of New York. Yeah, you want free rent? You got it. Except Mamdani's worked. It ain't going to work for Sark. Not this time. not after the way, like, they lose a close game to Georgia and they're in that game at the end, maybe you can make a case that Texas, you know, could, you know, destroy Arkansas on Saturday, beat A&M in the season finale, and that outcome does seem a little more likely after A&M almost yacked it against South Carolina this past weekend. I think Texas is D-E-D dead and D-U-N done as far as the college football playoff is concerned. Coming up a little later in the show, we will talk about Miami. I'll give you a thought on Notre Dame and the team that I think is looming in the bushes to potentially strike and earn a college football playoff berth that you are not thinking about. But on the other side, breaking quarterback news in the NFL, Dart, Shador, Tyrod, oh my.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Shador is going to start at quarterback. Dylan is still in the concussion protocol. He is improving, but obviously we got to put a plan together for all of our players, all of our offense, our defense, our special teams, plan of attack, and give our guys a chance to go execute and play fast. That's the goal.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
That's the voice of Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski. You know, I'm reticent to ever say that, like, something that happens. Yes, you know, like, we love sports. Like, I love my job. But, you know, like, ultimately all of this in the grand scheme of things is, like, pretty trivial. You know, like, I want the people I love to be happy and healthy. That's what matters above all else. I'm sure you, the listener, you, the viewer, feel the same way. I hope you do, at least. With that being said, is it possible that was the worst moment of Kevin Stefanski's life? Shador will be our quarterback on Sunday. Might be. All right, we'll get to all the breaking quarterback news in the NFL, and we've got a quote from Bengals head coach Zach Taylor that you're going to want to hear. I'll bring it to you in a second, but we got to tell you first about our show sponsor, BetMGM, because today's NBA Odds Boost token, it belongs in the starting five. Use your token to get a bigger payout on a winning NBA bet. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app and please gamble responsibly. All right, we'll get to Shador, we'll get to Tyrod Taylor, or we'll get to Jackson Dart. What a poo-poo platter of quarterbacks. Emphasis on poo-poo. Jackson Dart's pretty good. This courtesy of NFL media insider Ian Rappaport. So earlier today, prior to Bengals practice today, Bengals coach Zach Taylor was asked if there was a scenario where Joe Burrow would come back and start on Sunday against the New England Patriots. Taylor said that Burrow had not done 11-on-11 yet, and quote, until we get through some practices, there is no reason for me to even speculate on him playing. Well, Burrow practiced today in full and did 11-on-11 drills, and obviously Zach Taylor knew that when he gave this quote. So tomorrow's media availability in Cincinnati, I feel like, will be a lot of fun, because Burrow, you would presume, is going to practice again in full and possibly be on track to start. And we're monitoring this betting market for you. Patriots remaining a 7.5-point favorite, total 50.5. And just to be clear again, if people knew Burrow were starting, if they knew it, this would not be the number. So we're not there yet that Burrow's playing. No, we are definitely not there yet. If we were, this would not be the number. Now, if we look up in like a couple hours and like we're through 7 and we're on the move down, we can have a different conversation. But for right now, it's 7.5. We're not there just quite yet. Okay, to the other quarterback news today. And we'll stay in the state of Ohio. The sound we played coming back from break. Shedeur Sanders makes his first NFL start on Sunday in Vegas against the Raiders. I want people to think about this game in this way. Raiders and Browns on Sunday. We just watched, all of us, Monday Night Football. And the Raiders absolutely embarrassed themselves against the Dallas Cowboys. To the point that I went on a rant yesterday, and I think I'm way right on everything I said, that the Raiders should fire Pete Carroll. I didn't get one dissenting message sent back to me. Like, normally I put something out there and like, even if it's like the sun's coming out tomorrow, I'll have someone message me, be like, you suck. No, it won't. Well, it's like, you better hope it does, or we're all dead. No one disagreed with me. I think everyone kind of agrees. Like, what's the argument against it? So think about the way we all view right now the Las Vegas Raiders. And now consider that the betting market for Sunday's game against the Browns is Raiders minus 4. We told you on Monday, when Gabriel was still in concussion protocol, that number was 3. Like, probably time to bet the Raiders now if you want to. Because no matter what happens tonight, as long as people are healthy in the game, and they got annihilated in the game, and the number still got bet out towards the Raiders. This is like the equivalent. This is the betting equivalent of like you walking in on your girlfriend cheating on you with your best friend. And you're sitting there and you see it. And you see it happening. And you become in that moment a word that rhymes with buck. And not the one that starts with F. And you decide the next morning, you know what? We're staying together. We're back. You know, I'm putting a ring on that finger. I don't care what just happened. We just watched the Raiders be so embarrassing that we have all collectively agreed that maybe they should fire the Hall of Fame coach. And yet, you can't stop betting the Raiders. No, oh, the Shedeur Sanders experience. Now, the time to bet the Raiders, not that they can't cover 4, but like we talked about it on Mondays. Hey, if you like the Raiders, bet it now. Lay the 3. Now that we're at 4, I don't know that there's a lot to do. Just me personally, I don't know what number I would need to bet the Browns. 6? I guess I'd consider it. I don't think I'll have to make that decision, but yeah, that's where we're at right now with the Raiders and the Browns. You bet on this Wednesday. Jets head coach Aaron Glenn, I think maybe he's gotten tired of, you know, I'm not going to just take the quarterback decision to 90 minutes before kickoff of this game, like he's been trying to do the last couple of weeks. We find out today on Wednesday that Tyrod Taylor will start for the Jets on Sunday when they travel to Baltimore to take on the Ravens. I just think it's worth saying this before we talk about the game. for as much credit as I've given the Jets, and I've given them a ton of credit, right, for what they did at the trade deadline, acquiring all those future assets, two first rounders this year, like a three next year in 27. Like, they have all the firepower they need to get the quarterback that they want, whether it's next year or 26 or 27. Maybe get Jeremiah Smith, the Ohio State stud receiver. Like, they've done really well. The Justin Fields signing was always going to be a disaster. And we said that on the show literally like the day after they signed him. This is ridiculous. $30 million guaranteed for Justin Fields. He's terrible. And when Justin Fields got hurt in that training camp practice and, like, the way that people freaked out, that this was like when Bernard Pollard tore Tom Brady's ACL week one in 2008. Like, that's what you would think happened. Like, Fields is any good. And I'm not trying to bag on the young man. Just like, I'm sorry. He's not very good. And I've been saying that I think that Tyrod is, like, just as good as Fields. Like, maybe better than Fields. Now, this is not like Tyrod when he started for the Bills and took them to the playoffs as a wild card team. Like, he's older now. He's like 37. He can't stay healthy. The mobility's not what it once was. The arm's not what it once was. But he's not Justin Fields. So it's probably like a slight upgrade for the Jets. Now, I think Fields is going to be starting at some point soon because, again, Tyrod Taylor can't stay healthy. I certainly understand the initial move in this game in the betting market being towards the Jets, given what a high spread this was, right? We were talking Ravens, a 14-point home favorite, two-touchdown favorite. So now we're off of 14 at BetMGM, and we're at 13.5. It is juiced towards Baltimore. And I actually think this provides us an avenue to bet on the Baltimore Ravens. I don't think it matters in this matchup that Tyrod's starting. You'd almost rather have Fields because the Jets have no receivers. A.D. Mitchell, I love him, but he can't catch. Garrett Wilson's on IR. The Ravens are percolating. And, like, the Ravens' offense might not be great shakes as of late since Lamar came back. The defense is way better. I think 13.5 is a bet on Baltimore. And I think Tyrod's better than Fields in most instances. In this one, like, with the state of that receiving core, you'd rather have a guy that can really move at the position, even if he can't throw the ball. So I do like the Ravens at 13.5. Last one. Jackson Dart of my New York Football Giants, and I'm just going to do a quick Twitter search here to make sure that I've got the latest updated information. So here we go. Jackson Dart returns to practice today. I love how, like, I search Jackson Dart, and it's like some fan talking about Jackson Dart. Like, where are the insider tweets here? That's what needs to come up first. Like, Elon Musk is at the White House right now. Like, hey, Elon, can we fix the algorithm here, buddy? Per Jordan Vernon, who covers the Giants for ESPN, quote, Jackson Dart will be participating in a non-contact practice per Mike Kafka, interim coach of the Giants, trending to play Sunday versus the Lions, barring any setback. Now, Dart remains in concussion protocol, but remember, he was concussed a couple weeks ago, so more than enough time, presumably. I shouldn't say that, but, like, you would think it's a good amount of time for him to clear protocol. And based on those reports, Dan Dogan, who covers them for The Athletic, I don't know if it's Duggan or Dugan. I actually think it's Dugan, not like Hacksaw Jim. Oh! In any event, it looks like Dart's going to start on Sunday. And my sense is that news, like when it's officially announced that Dart's going to play, whether that's tomorrow, whether it's Friday, coupled with what could be like a not great injury report for the Lions. Like, think about what it was last week against the Eagles. No DJ Reed, no Terry and Arnold, no Kirby Joseph. Three starters in their secondary all out. I'm curious what the Lions' injury report is going to look like. What I'm hoping for is that we get a 10 with Detroit. Detroit got stuffed into a locker on Sunday night in Philadelphia against the Eagles. They are going to look across the field on Sunday and see the Giants' defense and feel like Andy Dufresne when he broke out of Shawshank. Like, from the Eagles to this? Here's a question for everybody. What is it about Jackson Dart's game that you find the most effective and the most impressive thus far in his NFL career? The answer is him running the ball, right? They just fired the head coach who kept calling run plays for him, like straight into brick walls, even after all the concussion checks. And there were reports earlier in the week that the Giants are telling Jackson Dart to not be as aggressive and liberal with the way he throws his body out there. You want to bet the Giants in this game? Detroit is going to smash my Giants on Sunday. I'd love to lay 10. Hour one done, hour two for you coming up on the other side. We will start hour number two, talking all things in the National Football League with the great Brian Baldinger.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.